Blog Talk Radio.
On the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-hosts, Jackie Chin, Kindy, and little Rocky Balboa, little stinky cats. I'm just seeing where they are because they're kind of being quiet, just like kids who are trying to be quiet. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, you're both in the windows. Are you good kitties? What you doing? Good kitties. These are good kitties. Oh, yes, 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 good kitties. No, you can stay there. Go ahead, stay there. Enjoy the window. Shut up, Daisy. Bye-bye. Good kitties. Oh, gosh, I shouldn't have called them because now they hear my voice. They're going to rev up like Fast and the Furious, run around all over the whole entire place. So today's show, I wanted to talk about a couple of topics, the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and Sung Bung Choi, that I will be having on my show in the future. So I am asking people to stick to those topics. I do appreciate callers, listeners, and supporters. Thank you so much. So with the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, what I want to tell you people what it is about. I've been trying to raise money. I'm a board of advisors welcomed by John G. Hagner. He's the founder, the CEO of the company. And I was welcomed on board when I had John as a guest on my show. And if you guys right now, since it's live, if you hear cats meowing each other, I have two cats, and they're fighting in the windowsill. So if you hear some screaming, screaming from cats. It's a kitten and a cat, so yeah. Anyway, back to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia. Oh, let me start over, blah, blah, blah. I need to make some coffee because I'm like, I feel like I have to go back to bed, but I do have to go to the gym. But about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia, stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Redell, and hundreds of others. There were over 350 concrete blocks that contained the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Nan's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunts, equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, 81 West Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@gmail.com, J-O-H-N-H-A-G-N-E-R @gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artists of the Stars, then Sun Stars and Legends. John Hagner himself actually has a Facebook page, and you can go and check those out too. What I'm also talking about today, I probably will read this once again, but with Sung Bong Choi, he is a young man who now is at age 24, and I've been friends with him for a while now, and it's going through a translating session on Facebook, and he was actually a contestant on Korea's Got Talent and placed second. Now, with that, knowing his story, he actually had ran away from an orphanage at age 5. And he was placed there when he was age 3 because of abuse, and he lived on the streets of Korea. And I cannot fathom at that age to survive at that young of an age, to live in bathroom stalls, to sleep there. And he went on, you know, it's just everything that, you know, you just cannot comprehend at that age to survive. I mean, people hear stories all the time, but, you know, hearing stories when on Korea's Got Talent, he placed second. So when you hear the story, and it is in subtitles, and if you're patient enough to understand and patient enough to see the video on Korea's Got Talent, you'll hear his story being told by himself. And it's just like when he starts singing, he actually, you know, people start crying, the judges start crying. So what I'm doing today is actually playing some of his music, and it's actually one of the songs. This is Sung Bong Choi with Nella Fantasia, and I will be right back. I'll be playing a couple times today.
Nella fantasia io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno d'anime che sono sempre in fondo alla fantasia, io vedo un mondo chiaro.
Alrighty, and I'm back, and that was sung by Nella Fantation, sung by Sung Bong Choi. So I'm actually, you guys don't see it, but I run the whole show myself, and that's what I'm doing. I'm actually doing this right now, and what I'm going to do, I'm playing some other music and reading some of my featured hubs on here. That I actually do. I actually write on a site called Hub Pages. And I'm bringing up the site once again where I'm just bringing up the Hub Pages here. You can go to the site, and at Hub Pages you can write. I've been on there for 4 years, and they actually started featuring some of my articles. And one of my articles I'm going to read right now, there's actually two of them that I'm going to leave. Never lower your standards and never ever settle for less than your worth. Less than your worth. I'm going to try to pronunciate or articulate a little better here. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. In this world, none of us are perfect. I am always the first one to say I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We have all made mistakes. But remember your past. Bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just remember never to do it again. I learned never to settle and has brought grand happiness into my life. I'd once settled and it was the biggest mistake of my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from your mistakes. I know I repeat, but you know something? There is a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. You know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you will regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It is just a feeling that get inside and try not to stray from it. I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That is indeed a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If you really think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God would really want us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they're different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our past and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people think like I am. My mind was opened up so long ago, and I can't continue to educate myself for people with the knowledge to pass on to me. And then in return, I can pass it on to others also. Sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake. And believe me, you find those people that are good, your life will become golden too. And just pulling up other things here. Like I said, I run this myself. Okay. I'm just bringing up another article. Let's see. Okay, give me one moment. I am bringing it up. Just reading, like I said, a couple of them that were actually featured on the site. And like I said, this is my own personal experiences. Capoeira, a very respectful martial art form, it is more than just a dance. A martial art that is more than just a dance. Honor, respect, more than just a dance, capoeira. As many people that don't know about capoeira, or if they do know about capoeira, which is a martial art form, the one thing they say about it, oh, it is a dance, not really self-defense. You can call it a dance in a way, but if you look at it from a self-defense point of view, what better way to disguise self-defense than to disguise it as a dance? Now, for myself, when I was training, those are the exact words I would hear from people, just a dance, so that capoeira is a joke and not really a martial art. Open your eyes and heart and follow my words as I write. In my experience a few years back in capoeira, I actually was searching in, trying to find back home in Boston, Jeet Kune Do, which was Bruce Lee's martial art form. I didn't really know where to look at the time. I actually drove around and did come to Broadway in Everett, Massachusetts, and knew a dojo there. I knew that in the building there were martial arts being taught, and, oh, Kitty's hacking up a little furball. Hey, Kitty. Hey. Hey, Rocky. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm having a cat here going, hucking up a fur ball. Yeah, live on the air, hucking up a fur ball here. You okay? All right, sweetie. Okay. He's a kitten, so he was like, what the heck? So I don't think he's actually hucked up any fur balls yet. So, yeah, I'm in the middle of talking live on the air and love petting a kitten. Okay? Kitty? What's that? Yeah. Oh, great. No fur ball. He's just go, oh. Well, if you've ever had cats, you would know what I'm talking about. What the heck was I? I'm like in the middle of a page. Come here. Come here, Rocky. Come on. Come here, sweetie. I'm calling the cat over. Come on. You want to take a nap? You can take a nap. Just don't. Come on. You can sit right here. Come here, baby. Calling the kitten. He's about meow. You guys can't hear him, but come here, little guy. You want to take a nap? Well, live on there. Come here. All right, kitty. Yes, you can have the pillow. All right. Lay down. Good boy. Good boy. Okay, Snookums. Okay, you want to stay next to Mommykins? All right. You stay right there, sweetie, okay? You can take a nap here. Okay, don't eat my big toes. Where did I leap off on the page? Let's see. In my experience, I'll show you back in capoeira. I actually was searching and trying to find back home Jeet Kune Do, which was Bruce Lee's martial art form. I didn't really know where to look at the time. I actually drove around to come to Broadway in Everett, Massachusetts, and knew a dojo there. I knew that in the building there was martial arts being taught, and one that I saw actually being taught in the window was capoeira. Let's see. I'm checking here. Let me check my phone. It sounds like it's on speaker. It says, yeah, speaker's on, right? I don't want speaker on. Speaker enabled. I think it's off. Speaker off. I'm hoping this is my speaker isn't on. Sounds kind of strange. Let's see. I'm just checking. Kind of, my phone's acting kind of strange. Speaker off. Okay, so speaker disabled. Okay, now I'm off. Okay. Let's see. Where was I? I knew that in the building there were martial arts being taught, and the one that I saw actually being taught in the window was capoeira. So I entered the dojo and was allowed to sit and watch, and I decided, okay, I will give it a shot, and was like, am I nuts? I also thought, well, I'm going to probably get kicked in the head. Little did I know I was right about that, but it did happen a few times. You just go ahead and laugh, and you might think that if you really knew me, that would explain a lot. But the history of capoeira started in Africa and transcended into Brazil. You could say it was came from the slaves of Africa. At one time, it did become illegal for many years. But the best defense is when you do disguise something as, and couple it, disguise it as a dance, and what better way to protect yourself if your attacker has no clue what you're doing? You would have a better advantage to survive. The thing is, it was taught around campfires with music. Sometimes the slave had their hands bound together by chains and had to even take it up a step further to learn how to defend themselves with their hands being bound. I guess it took a while for it to become legal again, but back to training in the dojo, it was taught mostly in Portuguese. Okay, so there I was in class trying to learn, and I'm going one way while the class is going another way. So learning some moves using basic, trying to keep up halfway through the class, it got so very intense, I was sweating so much. I can't even tell you how much water I would consume. And even after training, I peed a lot, too, because I was always thirsty. In capoeira, you were given a nickname. I was given the nickname Podo Arrows and had no clue what it meant. Now, when I ask a question, I'm kind of asking them like a kid, naive, then I am just thinking, what does that mean? At first, I learned it meant white powder. So I asked my instructor why I wanted to be given a name like that. It is because I'm white, and I said, I wish I had some sort of animal name, so he laughed and said maybe I could call you Bandana because I was wore one on my head while training. I said, it's okay. I would just stick with what you gave me. But one of the students actually told me what it meant. Now, I'm a beginner in kick-around, and when I enter a dojo, I know all about being respectful in class, but in dojo, I must show respect. Podo Arrows means humble clown. And when the student told me that, I was like, oh, wow, and didn't know what to say. Every name given to you in capoeira is something that really suits you. I'm not sure, but I've heard this reason why people are given this martial art name. I think it might have something to do with slaves. I think it might have been given to the slaves a martial art name. It was to protect them because if they were ever to take an attacker out, it would protect them for who they really are. I heard that, but I could really be wrong on that. Anyway, I am indeed happy to have this name. Even though I've not trained in this martial art form for quite some time now, I'm very happy that I had indeed had such a wonderful experience at the time I trained when I was doing it. I never forgot this martial art. It will always be forever in my heart. Slowly and more slowly, people are starting to show it more in films, and that truly is a delight to see. Capoeira is indeed a truly wonderful form of a martial art. It's about honor, respect, and help many to build their self-esteem and self-confidence, which in return has helped out people in real life. Capoeira, beautiful, unique, and expands across the globe as a very highly form of defense. So that was my experience in capoeira, which actually, you know, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful form. I took up a little bit of Tai Chi, but it's just all basic stuff. So once again, like I promised, I'd be playing Sung Bun Choi's song, Nella Fantasia, a couple times, and here he is once again, and I'll be playing some other music right after that, so I'll be back in a few.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno l'anime che sono sempre
sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Come in my way. want 12, you know that I love you. Even if they don't care, you know I will. You gotta be my girl. In love with you before we were introduced. You gotta walk this way and tell me the same.
Shine on me, gotta shine on me.
For you, my girl, for you, I always ride.
Let me know
You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, if the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the crying for the storm. Back in the battle, raps tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm fitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for stitching magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Hip-hop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D-R-E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 D&M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip-hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is defined, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson. But rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder, in my room depressed, with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best, right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real, when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder, in my room depressed, with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best, right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real, when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Okay, and I'm back. It's Shelly Nunchuk from the Shelly Nunchuk Show, doing an hour today from 11:30 to 12:30, checking, you know, to see how well it works for, you know, for, since, you know, it was summertime. So the one thing I did want to bring up was the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. And I'm going to bring this up once again. I was actually a board advisor where I actually had John G. Hagner, the CEO, the founder of the museum, on my show, and he worked me as a board advisor. And everything on this memorabilia is in storage and about the museum. Hundreds of I need a nap. About the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canuck, Cliff Lyons, Jay Sharp, Ronnie Rendell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks and contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Man's Chinese Theater and Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunts, equipment, photos, and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus video, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, 81 West Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner, 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@gmail.com, johnhagner@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for the Stars, then Artists of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. Now, that's something that I do take to heart because I love the stunt community, because I do think, you know, that they actually, You know, they work really hard. They put their life on the line for the sake of art to bring film alive, a story in the movie theater in front of us. So this is something I've been working on. I'll try to work on the rest of my life. Now, John Hagner, he's 85 years old. He's been collecting for, you know, for many years, and everything's a story for 65 years. So it is a worthy cause, and check that out there. What I'm going to be having in the future is a guest. Sun Bung Choi. He's the boy who's actually now 24 years old who actually plays second place on Korea's Got Talent. If you know his story, if you want to look it up, go to YouTube. And Sun Bung Choi, he's actually, he was an orphan who actually ran away from an orphanage. And he lived on the streets of Korea, but the thing about him is with everything that happened with him, he's staying very humble. He's very sweet. Very, very sweet, you know, spirited individual with everything that he went through. And he has this dream of becoming a singer, and he wants to come to America. He's been here before, but he wants to come here. He's doing everything legally, you know, trying to get a visa and stuff, and he's learning English because he wants to do crossover. So what I'm doing is I'm playing his music, and I'm going to end the show today with Sun Bung Choi's song, Elephantasia, because I promised I wouldn't be keep, you know, playing his song. With the help of a translator, Sun Bung Choi will be on my show. And I actually, you know, spoke to someone because he doesn't really speak English too well. There will be a translator for him. And I told them that, you know, if he wants to be a guest on my show once a month, he's welcome to. So right now, what I'm going to do is play Elephantasia. It's the song that I want to end the show with. And I hope everybody has a truly wonderful, magnificent day today. It is the start of another week. So here is Sun Bung Choi's Elephantasia. And everyone, have a good day.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno l'anime che sono sempre fantasia.